Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTSOVERNIGHTAMERICA.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another edition of First Touch. I am your host, Nico Beef Sauce, and together we are going to spend the next hour covering the latest, most exciting soccer news. We are brought to you by Sports Overnight America. Don't forget to give us a follow at Sports Overnight America on Instagram. Today, we will be covering Premier League action from last week as the top five race seems like it's going to go down to the wire, as we already knew. We will, of course, talk about midweek slate, including Champions League action, as well as Europa League. And then we'll finish off with previewing the Premier League fixtures coming up this weekend, as we have three games left in the season to decide who's going to play in the Champions League and who will not. Now, my friends, I'd like to say, if you have not watched the Inter versus Barcelona semifinal, it's a good idea to put on the highlights or even the full game if you have the time, because we are talking about probably, arguably, the best semifinal battle ever in Champions League history. The scoreline, the referee drama, and the story behind the guy that scored the equalizing goal to keep Inter in it on the 93rd minute are all top shelf football. It really is the reason why we all love this sport so much. This game has delivered more than anyone else had expected, and we'll get all through it together right here on Sports Overnight America and First Touch, so stay tuned. Also, if you love underdog stories, this season was perfect for you, because listen, who would have thought that Inter is going to face Paris Saint-Germain in the Champions League final? Absolutely nobody. Two teams that have never faced off each other ever before will meet for the first time at Munich Arena May 31st for the Champions League final this season. I'm a little bit sad today because my co-host Tyler is missing, but I would have loved to hear his thoughts about Manchester United facing Tottenham in the Europa League final. We're going to cover it all here, my friends. Very exciting stuff. The World Cup is coming up next season, and this year has so much action that's leading us towards a very, very exciting soccer season. Stay tuned. We have all the good stuff coming up your way. This is Nico Bissons. Don't move. Love you came to my rescue. I knew the moment I met you. Lonely and I was crying. Hurting, I felt like dying. Ooh, you're the love that I've been
looking. Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTSOVERNIGHTAMERICA.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. America. Premium vodka. Celebrate responsibly.
All right, my friends, welcome back to First Touch after our commercial break. Let's get started with the most notable games from past week's match day. Let's start off with Aston Villa beating Fulham 1-0 at home. Listen, this top five race is going to go down to the wire. Everybody knows it. You know, the champion has already been pre-decided. The relegated teams are already done. This is going to be the biggest battle of the season for the Premier League. So Aston Villa beats Fulham 1-0, makes a very decisive step towards chasing that top five spot. This was a good game. The winning goal came from Tielemans 12 minutes in. McGinn serves a very beautiful set piece as a corner kick to Tielemans. He has a very strong header, puts it in, gives Villa the lead. On the 49th minute, Sessegnon scores a beautiful goal with a left foot, but it gets canceled because he uses his hand to put the ball down. So VAR catches it. Goal does not count. Malin hits the crossbar in the 94th minute on a one-on-one with the keeper, but in the end, it does not cost Villa the 3 points. Villa are now sitting 60 points in seventh place, and they are only 3 points away from Chelsea in fifth, which beat Liverpool, by the way, in the same fixture. I believe the Villa, especially after, you know, getting all those signings in the wintertime, and especially after being knocked out by PSG in the Champions League, they have no other option. They have to play for this. They have to try and finish in the top five and continue playing in the Champions League. The financial impact that it has for teams is tremendous. And also, you know, to keep all those players like Rashford and Asensio, they're on loan, and they've worked wonders for them. They're going to need the money. So good win for them. Fulham is officially out of the race, although they kind of had some hopes in this game. But, you know, moving on, we have Arsenal facing Bournemouth. Arsenal 1, Bournemouth 2. This is an interesting one because Arteta started all of his starters in this game, despite having a crucial game in France midweek, which it was kind of a shocker for me because I would think, you know, losing 1-0 at home against PSG would mean that you're going to need a lot of fresh legs and players to kind of press up high in France to get a result. But Arteta knows better than me. Declan Rice, he opens the score on the 34th minute, which it was a beautiful goal. He gets rid of the keeper with a beautiful he kind of get like dribbles past him, scores on an empty net, 1-0. But then Bournemouth scores the equalizer after a long throw by Semenyo. Huijsen, the 20-year-old Spaniard, 6'5" center back, scores his third goal of the season. It was a beautiful header. It goes all the way to the side of the net. Raya tries, but it's not good enough. It levels things up. And then, to make matters worse for Arsenal, on this 75th minute, on a corner kick that comes in from Bournemouth, Tavernier has a beautiful header, sends it across the goal, and Evan Nilsson, as he's kind of like wrestling with Odegaard, manages to tap it in with his ribcage, what it looks like. You can call it a lucky goal. I call it a center forward's goal. Evan Nilsson is a great striker. He scores. And now Arsenal is sitting at 67 points after this loss, and they're about to face Liverpool in Anfield and Newcastle at home. Their last game is Southampton, which everybody knows they're going to win, but there's very little chances for Arsenal to get, you know, to miss top five, but I can't even imagine. I cannot even picture what would happen if Arsenal ended up missing top five. I don't think it's going to happen, but it would be pretty funny to watch. Brighton against Newcastle. This was also an interesting one. Newcastle is also one of these teams that's chasing that top five spot. Game ends 1-1. Brighton scores in the 28th minute with Minte. Ex-Newcastle player, I believe this is the second goal he scores against his ex-team. And then this game kind of got a little bit crazy. On the 56th minute, Gordon falls inside the box for a penalty. The referee gives it. VAR calls him to review it and tells him it's outside the box. So he gets pulled for a free kick. Then on the 70th minute, Willock falls inside the box. The referee gives a penalty again. VAR kind of calls the referee to review it, and then the referee comes out of the review, giving Wilson a yellow card for simulation. Finally, on the 86th minute of the game, Newcastle takes a free kick outside the box, and the ball hits the arm of a Brighton player, and you guessed it, third time is a charm. Newcastle finally gets a penalty kick after two of them being disallowed. Essentially, Isak equalizes. And game ends 1-1. Newcastle does not get what they want, which would be the three points in this game. They're sitting fourth with 63 points. And listen, Newcastle is one of these teams that did not have an amazing start to the season, but then they turned it up. And with Isak scoring big goals, they've been able to not only win the trophy already in the season, but also they're kind of right there. They're going to probably finish in a Champions League spot, and that's going to be huge for them because Champions League money is different. And if they want to do something big, they can do it in the Champions League. Moving on, we definitely have to talk about a huge win for Chelsea against Liverpool. The most important thing to note here is that everybody knows if Liverpool hadn't been awarded the title already, I doubt this game would have gone this way. Chelsea beats Liverpool 3-1. It kind of came off easy to them. They had more hunger on the field. They pressed up high more. Liverpool still played their starters, but you know, when you already won the league, you're kind of in a different mindset in a sense. Chelsea took advantage of it. Good for them. Huge win. The early lead came off of Enzo Fernandez. He opens the score of Chelsea in the third minute, capitalizing on a swift counterattack. Jarrell Kunsa, which played on the center back, accidentally scores an own goal. Chelsea goes up to 0 in the 25th. Liverpool respond with Virgil van Dijk pulling one back for them in the 75th minute. But then the really cool fact about this game is Cole Palmer ends an 18-match goal drought with a penalty that he converts in stoppage time. Chelsea sitting fifth with 63 points. And again, a golden opportunity for Chelsea to finish in the Champions League spot. They're still in the final for the Conference League. But even if they win the Conference League, they're only guaranteed a Europa League spot. Last game of that fixture that's really, really important is Forest that travels to Palace with Crystal Palace versus Forest. If Forest has gone through Manchester City in the FA Cup, this could have been a Wembley final, but Forest didn't do it. Forest goes there to kind of play their last dice, their last cards that they have in order to finish top five, which is a Champions League spot. Palace wins a penalty kick in the 60th minute as if finishes it in style. And then 3 minutes later, Mourinho, with a beautiful cheeky flick off a shot, sends the ball right into the net to equalize. Forest sits in sixth with 60 points. They have to face Leicester, West Ham, and Chelsea in their last three games. I think they would be gutted to not finish top five, because let's face it. I mean, Forest had an amazing season. The crowd has been backing them. Nuno is having a great season. I feel like, in some sense, their depth that is not really there might cost them the top five spot, because you see teams like City, Newcastle, Chelsea that have all these different options on the bench kind of pushing really strong towards the finish line, whereas Forest is kind of sitting back and missing some games. I mean, the loss against Everton at home is a big one. The loss against Brentford at home is a big one. But, you know, you got to find solutions. There's no excuses. Everybody's fighting to finish in the Champions League spot, and Forest has to make it happen. The game ends 1-1. Let's see if this point is going to be super valuable for Forest, or let's see if it's going to cost them the top five spot. Next up, we have some Champions League, and I know we have time in this segment, so I'm going to kind of give you a little preview. We probably watched one of the most exciting semifinals of all time. Inter versus Barcelona. Final score is 4-3. Man, I cannot wait to walk you through this amazing game on our next segment, because when I was watching this game, I probably watched the highlights about 6 or 7 times. Do yourself a favor and watch them, because it's kind of a movie. So stay tuned. Stay with us. Champions League action is coming right up next here with Nico Beefsauce, First Thoughts on Sports Overnight America and Sports Byline USA. Stay with me.
Want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than $1 a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than $1 a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call, because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately,
it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Welcome back, my friends, to First Touch. It's time for Champions League. This was the main event of the week. This was the main event for the year for me. I have never watched a more exciting game. And I got to say, although I'm a Barcelona fan, this game left me full because we watched two teams go at it. I don't believe in the referee controversial that came in with this game. I love the game, and I'm going to break it down for you. So this match starts, and Inter Milan does the exact same thing that they did in the first leg. Lautaro Martinez gets a ball inside the box. Dani Olmo, terrible giveaway. And, you know, Lautaro is going to do what Lautaro does. He scores in the 20th minute. San Siro absolutely erupts. That noise that came out from that first goal was basically like scoring a goal in the Champions League final in the 94th minute, let me tell you. Just before halftime, Cubarsí tackles Lautaro Martinez inside the box. And although the referee does not whistle a penalty at first, he's forced to give and have to review it. My opinion on it, I know there's a lot of controversy. It is a penalty. I do think that Lautaro places his right foot exactly where he thinks Cubarsí is going to come in from. It's a smart play by him. The Argentinian is now a veteran, although he came into this league as a youngster. He gets the penalty. Calhanoglu converts the penalty into a goal, and Inter goes into the first half with a 2-0 lead, which in their eyes is a sure win, and I'm sure for everybody else. But Barcelona is not done. Second half starts. Barcelona is coming out guns blazing. They make a very dramatic comeback. Eric Garcia pulls one back on the 53rd minute with a goal that if somebody scored on FIFA on you, you probably break the remote control. Let's face it. A cross comes in from the left side, and Garcia, he kind of jumps in the air, turns his hips over, and a beautiful volley with the inside of the foot sends the ball right across the net. Sommer is basically a spectator at this point. Barcelona makes it 2-1. And then Dani Olmo, that's made a terrible giveaway in the first goal that Inter scored, redeems himself with a beautiful header. Again, the cross comes up from the left. Dani Olmo crosses it. I mean, Dani Olmo heads it right in. And all of a sudden, we are 2-2. Barcelona looks like they might be able to run away with it because the momentum completely changed. Important thing to note here, Eric Garcia, although he scored that beautiful goal in the 56th minute, we actually saw, in my opinion, one of the worst misses. And I know that people are going to say that Sommer saved it and Sommer should get all the credit, but the ball comes across and Eric Garcia is a righty. He uses his left foot. He's about at the small box height, and he gives Sommer the opportunity of saving him because he kicks it right at him. I do believe that Eric Garcia tried to hit it right on the net. That was not a finish appropriate for the moment. Make Sommer into a big hero for Inter, as he was in the entire time that Inter has been in the Champions League. Moving on, the dramatic finish and the late drama is happening. Just when it seems like it's heading towards extra time, Barcelona takes the lead in the 86th minute of the game. Rafinha gets the ball. He has a beautiful shot with the left foot. Sommer saves it, but is not able to send it away. And then the ball returns to Rafinha, and Rafinha, with his right foot this time, sends it right into the net. The stadium goes silent. Barcelona fans are going absolutely nuts. Rafinha is celebrating like the game is practically over. Barcelona fans are basically on cloud nine. The game goes on, and in the 92nd minute, off a counter, Lamine Yamal gets the ball, dribbles past the defender, and has a beautiful shot that hits the post. Sommer didn't even go for it. The ball goes out of bounds. And right off that play, Inter gets the ball. Sommer sends it into the halfway line. The Barcelona player misses the header, is not able to deflect it very well. Inter gets the ball, goes onto the right side, cross comes in, and Acerbi beats Araujo to the spot, scores a goal, and scores it for 3-3 and send the game to extra time. Now, I got to say, I'm a football fan. I love Barcelona. I love them attacking. I love being up high. I love the fact that they won't stop playing actual football until the last second. But if you go back to the highlights and you pause the frame right as Sommer is taking that long ball, which is, by the way, in the 93rd minute of the game, Barcelona has 6 or 7 guys that are almost in the other half. They're literally just pressing up high instead of just dropping low and trying to protect their goal. I feel like that is a big reason why Barcelona conceded this goal. They did not have enough bodies behind to deflect the ball, send it out of bounds, you name it. Another very historic part about this goal is that Acerbi, the guy that scored the final goal, is a center back. 37-year-old center back that's practically retired, and Araujo makes a dire error. I mean, he gets beat on the ball. He does not put his foot. He doesn't deflect it. Szczesny's basically helpless. He can't do anything. The finish is still good. Acerbi has an amazing moment where he kind of takes his shirt off and then he takes his undershirt off, puts his arms up high, San Siro erupts again, game goes to 3-3. And then in the final twist of this game, in extra time, I thought Barcelona was going to pull it off and score another goal. Sommer was basically unbeatable in this game. Fratesi scores the decisive goal in the 99th minute and makes Inter Milan 4, Barcelona 3. Barcelona has no answer left, and Inter Milan wins one of the most dramatic Champions League matches of all time. I have written in my notes, Araujo is criminal. He's a young center back. I'm sure he's going to learn from this, but even on the fourth goal, Thuram gets the ball on the outside of the box. Araujo is able to force him out, but then he gives him the lane to go from like the out of bounds line and gives him, and lets him go on his right foot, turns the ball into Fratesi. Fratesi turns it onto his left and sends it into the net. I do feel like this was a Barcelona meltdown in some sense, because this team obviously can attack better than they can defend, but they found out this season that in order to win the major trophies, you have to stay consistent, you have to stay focused until the last second, and that's the only thing that leads you to titles. So I expect Flick to fix that next season, maybe with a couple transfers or with fixing the defensive way of Barcelona altogether. Moving on, Arsenal cannot get anything going. I mean, Arsenal lost the first game to PSG in England 1-0. I did mention earlier how they started their starting team against Bournemouth, and I don't know if this played into it. Arsenal started this game off good. Odegaard had a beautiful shot that was saved by Donnarumma. He almost got injured saving that shot. Arsenal began the game very assertively, created chances. But then, despite Arsenal's dominance in the opening stages, PSG took the lead in the 27th minute with a powerful strike from Fabian Ruiz. I mean, this is a worldie. He kind of just like got off the rebound, avoided the Arsenal defender that was coming to him by flicking the ball upwards, and then finished with a beautiful left foot. In the second half, Arsenal's goalkeeper David Raya saved a penalty kick from Vitinha. Hakimi, a few minutes later in the 72nd minute, put PSG up to 0, and then Bukayoko Saka managed to pull one back. Arsenal never had a chance. In order to play these games, in order to deliver in these games, you have to have a very powerful attack. Arsenal, all season long, they've been missing that striker. They've been missing that edge. We've been saying it here with Tyler all along. And listen, this is another trophyless season for Arsenal. I mean, Mikel Arteta came out in the post-press conference and said that Arsenal was the best team in the Champions League. I feel like this is a wild take. I also feel like Arteta keeps mentioning the FA Cup as if this is like a major trophy for Arsenal and we should all bow down because he won the FA Cup. Nobody really believes that. I don't know. I feel like Arsenal has to make some moves in the transfer window. I feel like they definitely have to finish top five, which is unlikely that they won't. But moving forward, this team and their fan base, they have to set the expectations straight, because this is Arteta's fifth year guiding the team. Arsenal is definitely not winning major trophies. And although they get close, second is not good enough. Third is not good enough. The fans have to realize it. The board has to do something. Me and Tyler talk about, you know, Arteta being in or out. I feel like he should stay and build on this. And let's see what happens. In the Europa League action, if I can pour into it a little bit, who would have thought that the two teams in the Premier League that have zero hope of ending in a European spot would be in the Europa League final? I can tell you, I didn't think that. Tottenham versus United will be facing each other off in the Europa League final. And let me tell you something. Let's be real here. Whoever loses this final is going to be the year's or the season's biggest loser. Not only the banter that the losing fans will have to endure, but also the fact that neither of these teams will finish in a European spot in England, it will force them to just play domestic competitions of all of 2026. So I got to say, this final, just drama alone, forget about football, forget about what they're going to play and who's going to do this and that. I feel like this final is going to be super dramatic. We're going to cover a little bit more next. We're going to definitely preview the next fixtures that are coming up for the Premier League. We're going to talk United and Tottenham matchup. We have Anthony doing crazy things in the Conference League. United must be watching this and the fans super angry. Stay tuned, my friends. We got some exciting stuff coming up for you. This is Nico with First Thoughts, Sports Overnight America. Don't move.
Let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect. And by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. Start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. America. Premium vodka. Celebrate responsibly.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best? What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code Sports Overnight America.
Here we go, my friends. Sports Byline USA and Sports Overnight America here with Nico Beef Sauce. First touch. We closed up talking about the Champions League and the Europa League final. I got to say, same as I would never think that Inter was going to face PSG in the Champions League final, very few people would have guessed Tottenham is going to face Manchester United. I cannot wait to see this matchup. I cannot wait for Tyler to jump on back here next Friday and tell me what he thinks about it. Essentially, the semifinals of the Europa League were the opposite of exciting compared to Champions League, because Tottenham had an easy 2-0 win against Bodo Glimt in Norway, which I hate personally because they knocked out Olympiacos. But Manchester United faced Bilbao after their away win 3-0 in Spain. Bilbao went up 1-0, but then, you know, United took their chances, ended up scoring one, and then when it rains, it pours. They scored four in total. Manchester United beats Bilbao 4-1. And now we're heading into a final that means so much. I mean, both of these teams are not going to finish in a European spot. They have to fight for what's left. But let's see what happens. I'm very excited. I think this final is going to be fought tooth and nail. Both teams are going to want it so, so badly. And Bilbao is going to be filled with crazy people from England filling up the stadium. Super drunk and super excited. I cannot wait to watch it. I want to preview the English Premier League schedule that is coming up next. There's a lot of games that don't mean anything. And by that, I mean, you know, we already know the relegation battle is done already. We already know the champion. The most notable games here for me are going to be Bournemouth facing Villa. Villa is sitting seventh at the moment. They will have a lot to fight for because, listen, at the end of the day, Villa is meant to play in the Champions League. The roster is meant to be in the Champions League, and they have to fight for what's next. I will say this is going to be a tough game for them because I don't expect Bournemouth to kind of roll over and give them the win. Bournemouth money line plus 145, draw is plus 260, Aston Villa plus 175. If I was to take anything in this game, I would take the over 2.5. It's sitting on minus 170. That's not a lot of juice for me. If you want to risk it, I would take Villa money line because I do believe that all in all, Villa is going to go for the win. I don't think a draw works for them. I don't think a draw does anything for them, to be frank. And I will be very excited to see Villa continue in the Champions League because I really, really think that Emery is meant to play on the big stage of the Champions League. The other notable game for me is going to be Newcastle facing Chelsea at home. I mean, this one is essentially a final for both teams. A draw here, I feel like it worked for both because neither of them want to lose to a team that is contending for the same thing. I will say that despite Chelsea beating Liverpool 3-1, I think Newcastle has the edge here. And the reason why is because Newcastle, if they've showed us anything this season, has been consistency at home. I think that Newcastle is a very good team. I think they're going to put a lot of pressure on Chelsea and present problems. Chelsea did have a midweek game against They did have a midweek game in the Conference League. I don't think this is going to be a factor because they play two completely different teams on those two competitions. But I love Newcastle at plus 120. If you want to watch a fun game and you don't want to stress too much, the over 3.5 is sitting at plus 150. We both know that both of these teams cannot defend very well, but they can score a lot of goals. Nottingham Forest is facing Leicester. Minus 285 for Nottingham Forest. I feel like this is a must win. I mean, if they stumble here, then to me, it means that they don't deserve it. Leicester is already relegated. They're basically playing for fun for the past, I don't even know how many fixtures, because they have no points. Nottingham Forest, decisive win here. If I was to take anything, it would be the over 2.5, because I don't expect Leicester to kind of park the bus. They have no reason to. And Nottingham Forest is going to come out guns blazing, try to score goals. So I would expect them to put this one away early. And then we have Liverpool facing Arsenal. Liverpool, after a defeat 3-1 in Stamford Bridge, I don't think they're going to be so easy on Arsenal here, because listen, whether you won the league or not, you want to finish it off in style. You want to win as a champion and still win games all the way throughout the season, no matter if you won it 10 games early, 5 games early. It does not matter. Liverpool plus 105, draw plus 250, and Arsenal plus 260. Considering Liverpool had a bad loss last week and considering Arsenal had to travel to France and essentially taste a defeat again, I love Liverpool money line. I feel like Liverpool is not going to gift anything to Arsenal in this game. I feel like they're going to definitely go for it. And listen, in English Premier League, nobody rolls over for anybody. At least that's what I know. So, I mean, in all things considered, I expect this match day, although there's not a lot of games that are deciders, I expect it to be really fun. So I'll be definitely watching. I want to cover some other news that we have from the world of football. It's basically common knowledge at this time that Carlo Ancelotti is going to be departing. Is going to be departing Real Madrid at the end of the season. Let's face it. I mean, Real Madrid had a very underwhelming season. They bought Mbappe. That was the news of the summertime, and they had a very underwhelming season. First, because Barcelona played unprecedented football. They dominated in Spain. They beat them in Copa del Rey. And Real Madrid is going to have a very similar season to Arsenal, and meaning no trophies. So Perez, the smart guy he is and the experienced guy he is, he's going to be replacing Carlo Ancelotti with Xabi Alonso, Real Madrid legend that coached Leverkusen to a triumph last year, winning Bundesliga and reaching the Europa League final. Let's see if Xabi Alonso can deliver on the biggest stage and convince Real Madrid superstars to play as a team finally, because I feel like whoever you add to a team, soccer is such a complicated sport. You have 11 guys on the field. They all have to play for each other, no matter how great they are. And I feel like Real Madrid definitely lacked this season. They played great football at times. They scored a lot of goals. Defensively, they were kindly saying garbage. And, you know, that cost them, because they are on the trajectory to win nothing this season after making the loudest, most emphatic transfer that's been done in the last, I don't even know, 5-10 years. Mbappe is a huge talent. They signed him. But, you know, sometimes money does not bring success or happiness. So let's see how Xabi Alonso does. I'm excited to see it. I know he's a coach that, you know, kind of demands respect from his players. And I do think that he's going to definitely try to fix that first day that he's there. I'm excited to see it. I think it's a good move. And let's see what happens. Also, I would like to say a round of applause for Kane, that after 6,000 days of being a professional football player, he finally gets his first trophy. I mean, can you believe it? Harry wins the Bundesliga title and finally can call home and say, I did it. I'm just kidding. You know, we love picking on Kane. And really, whoever is like an ex or a current Spurs player on this show, as you very well know, Me and Tyler had this bet that if Tottenham was going to finish top four, he was going to tattoo Spurs on his forehead and give me his car. Thankfully, Spurs did not finish top four, because that would have been a scary situation for Tyler. But, you know, Harry Kane's won his first title with Bayern Munich. I'm sure it feels good. I'm pretty sure this is the first title for Eric Dier as well, that joined him over there. And let's see what happens. I mean, I feel like Harry Kane cannot be satisfied with just a Bundesliga title. The Munich Champions League final is happening in Germany this season, so I really believe that Bayern Munich would have wanted to be in that final. It's definitely not going to happen, obviously, but let's see what that brings us. I got to say, I mean, considering that the World Cup is in 2026 in the United States, this season has been such a perfect warm-up in terms of what we've seen in games, in terms of what we've seen in action in Champions League, the underdog stories with Inter and PSG reaching the final, Tottenham and Manchester United being absolute dumpster fires all season round, and then finally ending up in a Europa League final. I mean, that's crazy. I got to say, I've been hearing some rumors, and I know this is early to talk about, but it's important. Just like, you know, teams are making early moves, like Real Madrid signed Xabi Alonso, Carlo Ancelotti is basically out of the way. The latest rumor that we have is that Kevin De Bruyne has been approached by Liverpool. And I think this is a shocker. I mean, I don't know about you guys, but I believe that Kevin De Bruyne is definitely one of the best attacking midfielders that's played in the Premier League history. I do believe that he kind of got disrespected by City in terms of the fact that they didn't really go after renewing him versus, like, you know, they kind of just, like, let him go. You know, they gave him, like, a standing ovation, and they kind of said, oh, great for your help, thank you so much, this, that, and the other. The team that's rumored to sign Kevin De Bruyne is Liverpool. I mean, can you imagine? Can you imagine if Kevin De Bruyne decided to play his last few good years of football in a red jersey and win trophies with them against Manchester City, which is essentially the team that made him an adult? Because Kevin De Bruyne, when he came into the league, he was a little kid, and nobody really knew how high he can fly. Let me tell you, Kevin De Bruyne is an amazing player. He is great in terms of attacking, passing, scoring. His injuries have gone to him, which I get, but I do believe, if you ask me right now, I do believe that no team in the world can turn down Kevin De Bruyne as far as, like, an option, even coming off the bench, which, you know, let's say he goes to Liverpool and then he comes off the bench every other game and starts every other game and kind of mixes in with the club. I mean, it's a luxury. You have a guy that has amazing vision onto the field. You have a guy that can score goals. You have a guy that can connect a striker with the midfield. And I don't know, I feel like City is only getting rid of him because of his high salary. But guess what? He's still a top-tier player. He kind of gotten injured this year a few times, but that does not stop him from being a top, top-class player. I'm very excited to see what the Premier League has to bring to us next. The rumors are already starting for transfers, which is going to be a very exciting time to cover for me and Tyler on the upcoming weeks. And the finals. The finals are going to be such a big deciding factor of how these teams are going to finish their season, because it does not matter what you do all season. Manchester United has had a terrible season so far, but both of these teams have a chance to win a trophy. And Amorim being on the bench since January and winning a Europa League is definitely going to boost the confidence, or is going to send them to the dungeons. Same for Postecoglou. I believe that it's going to have such a high or super low effect. Stay tuned for the last minute drill, my friends. Here with Nico on First Touch, Sports Byline USA and Sports Overnight America. Stay tuned.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about, Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers, and we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
All right, my friends, Nico Beef Sauce here with First Thought Sports Byline USA and Sports Overnight America, last minute drill. I want to say that this top five, you know, race to the finish has gotten me so interested in the Premier League. Considering all the schedules that I'm seeing in front of me, we have Forest, Newcastle, Chelsea, Villa, and City going for the same thing. I'm going to consider City a done deal. They have very good games, good matchups for them to finish. I want to say that the top five is going to be Liverpool, Arsenal, City, Newcastle, and Nottingham Forest. I really, really want to see Evangelos Marinakis, the Forest president, the Olympiacos president, to get the Champions League spot. Olympiacos is already on the Champions League spot for next season, so I would love for him to have two teams in the Champions League next season, and I'm hoping for it. Chelsea's going to be fine. They're going to get the Europa League spot. They deserve it anyway. They don't deserve to play in the Champions League. They played some horrid football after the first round this season, so I'm hoping for their demise. And then, although I think that Villa he cannot afford to stay out of the Champions League spot, I also think they're going to be fine. They might not keep Rashford or Asensio, but Emery's a great coach, and he's going to be able to build a good team for the next year. We got to say goodbye to Ipswich Town, Leicester City, and Southampton. They get relegated. I hope for Leicester City to come back because their fans are amazing. And, of course, congratulations to the champs, the team that now officially has 20 leagues and more Champions League than Manchester United. Liverpool. I think it's going to be a party in Anfield for the next few weeks coming up. And I got to say, thank you so much for tuning in. Nico Beefs Us, First Touch, Sports Byline USA, and Sports Overnight America, bringing you the best and most exciting soccer news. Tune in next Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern to listen to us again. I'm going to welcome back my good friend and co-host Tyler Levine. See you next week, my friends.